You are listening to BensTorah.com.
All the dinim, the chala is the same as and ma'isa ben ha'ma'isa is the same as Truma Gedolah. So that's the parsha pshat in the pasuk. Then the Gemara has, the Torah Shebaal Peh has an additional level of interpretation in the pasuk. The Nechshol Lachem Trumas, and the Truma did tell us the Machshorah. Even though Hafroshah's Truma should really belong to that category of things that's called Hafloyeh, the Rambam has a Yarach Hazok, the Rambam has 14 Svarim, Mada, Habas, Manim, and so on. So one of the 14 Svarim is Sefer Hafloyeh. What is Hafloyeh? Isha Isha Kiyafli Linda Nedda Noza Naza. What is Kiyafli? Rashi writes, Yifarish Bispasov. Hafloyeh means to speak. It is. It says in Parshas Vayikra, Nefesh kisishava levatei bisvasai. If a person takes a shvua, we assume the same a neder, it's only binding if it's levatei bisvasai. The Gemara says in Shvua Goma Beliba, if they made up his mind to take a neder or a shvua, it's not binding. Tzarech lahotz bisvasai. Chol Zman, he didn't say, it's not God. So that's the Sefer HaFlo, and the Rambam has Hilchos, the Dorim, and the Ziris, and Shvuas, and Erechem, and Haram, and all the Dinim of Hakdosha. Everything is called Haflo, it's all Chal Ayidei Amira, Ayidei Dibur. So the Gemara says, we learned from that pasuk in Parshas Vayikra, Nefesh Kisishava, about the Bisho Asayim, the Gama Belivoi is not Chal. So on the Hutz, it's supposed to, you have to pronounce it. But there are two exceptions to the rule. The Gemara says, Hafroshah's Truma is one exception to the rule. The Truma can tell us in Machshava. If you're Machrish Truma, you had in mind, you wanted to become Truma, you never said it, so the Din is in Echshachem, Trumas and Chal Machshava. And then Hegdish is also Chal B'machshov, because the Mark quotes the passage from the Rayamim, called the Deep Lev Oilus Eviu. Those who had been menadev in their hearts to give a carbon oil, brought the carbon oil to the Beis HaMikdash. The Mark said, these are the two, these are Shnei Ksuv Ma'boike Echad, these are the two exceptions to the rule. Even though Hakdosh and Afrashas Truma belong to the area of the Yoni HaFloh, and you should have required Afke Amira, Levatei Disrasai. So these two are the exceptions to the rule, and you don't learn a Mamatzina from these two to all the others. If the Dor Mishvus and Nizira should be Chal B'machshava, no, because it's Shnei Ksuv B'Boike Echad. They are exceptions to the rule. So the Rebbe Gileger writes in his commentary on the Aridea, the minhag of the women is they recite a Brach Al Afrashas Chala, and then they take off some Chala, and they don't say Harei Zachala, they don't say Harei Zachala. So he quotes that the Shiltis is a Sefer Pesach, written in the days of the Goyim by Rabbi Choy, and the Shiltis is taught in Halacha L'Maisa how to be Mafresh Chala B'Zman Hazeh. So he says you should say a Brocha, and then you should be Mafresh, and you should be Kor Hashem. You should say Hareza Chala, Hareza Truma L'Hashem. You should say a Kriya Hashem. That's what the Kevegas Hasoga and the Minigan Hashem, that they don't do correctly. They should really be Mafresh the Chala, but the Kriya Hashem shouldn't rely on the fact that Truma Nitelos the Machshav. That's a lower level of Kedusha. Full Kedusha's Chala, full Kedusha's Truma would be Yikor Hashem B'Tem. That's Rebbe Kivega's time. So the Netziv has in his commentary on Shiltas, the Netziv, a teenager, at the Seinfeld. The Netziv and the Aruch HaShulchan were brothers-in-law, and they both, Aruch HaShulchan is married to the Netziv sister. And they both decided to sit and learn and write a commentary on the Shiltas, Seinfeld. Each one wrote his own commentary. So the Netziv writes in his commentary on the Shiltas, Bifarem for the Minig HaNoshim, he thinks that they're right. He says, if he's going to be Mafrish Chala, and it's all going to be Tomei anyway, so Shem Besa not to say a Kri Hashem. It's better not to say Areza Truma L'Hashem, Areza Chala L'Hashem. Because as an Iser, Mishmeres Trumoisai, he's not going to be Metamei Truma. If you already were Mafrish Chala Tehoira, already Mafrish Truma Tehoira, then you'd be Metamei, if that's an Iser. So there's a Gemara Nazir that a Nazir whose Tahor is not allowed to go into a cemetery. If the Nazir is Matami himself, he gets Malkus. So there's a Gemara that seems to say, what if an Adam Tomei is Mekabal and Ned in Naziris? A man is in a cemetery, or just went to the cemetery, then he's Mekabal and Ned in Naziris. So the Gemara sounds like it says that it's the Zelba Aveira. The Aveira is not for a Nazir to be Matami himself, the Aveira is not to bring about the Metzius of a Nazir Tomei. So if you are a Nazir Tohar and you go to the cemetery, you make yourself an Azir Tomei, or if you're an Adam Tomei, in the Kabbalah Naziris, that's also the same Nis. So the Netziv at this wants to say that just like there's an Nis and not to be Metami Truma, the Shmeres Tremaisa, you have to be careful not to cause it to become Tomei. So there should have been an Nis, so you shouldn't be Mafrish If you have oichel, that's tame. If you have isa, that's tame. You shouldn't be allowed to be koreshem trum. You shouldn't be allowed to be koreshem challah. Because you're bringing into the world, you're bringing into existence a metzias of challah tameh. But you have no bread, but you want to eat it. You can't eat the tevel unless you're mafresh. So it's bad enough that the halacha says you're mafresh. But you should be mafresh not with a higher level of kedusha. If you're mafresh, then machshav. So it's nitfas a lower level of kedusha. If you're going to be mefarish tisfaso, that was really kedega sina against the minig anoshim, that the women only recite the bracha la frashas truma la frashas challah, and then the mafresh the machshav, but they don't say hareza challah lashem, hareza truma lashem. So the kedega quotes from the shilpas that the more correct practice should be to be koreshem the mefarish, not to rely on truma nitelos machshav. So the tzipar emphasis says no. If it would have been challah tahira, it would have been truma tahira, then Rabbi Kedega would be right. You should give it the full level of kedusha. But it's going to be challah tamei. Everything we're in chutzlort. Everything is tamei. So to bring challah tamei into existence is like taking challah tahira being metamei. But you have no brera. If all of the isa is tamei, you have to be mafresh challah. Otherwise, you can't eat it. So it's bad enough that you have to be koreshem, that you have to create challah tamei on the lower level of kedusha. The machshava, it's recommended. Other rabbi tells recommended not to be koreshem. Should not be koreshem because at kedekach it's not necessary to give it that higher level of kedusha. That's how the tzivit biyashiv the minig anosh. No. Yeah, because you're mafresh. You're mafresh chala. Yeah, the chala is chala machshava. When you look in Yerushalmi. You say that Yerushalmi has a Maseches Challah. People are being mafresh challah, so they have always the lashon hareza truma lashem ala kol. They keep on hareza truma lashem ala kol. Now, never heard anybody say. No one says hareza challah lashem. Say hareza challah. Most of the women don't say hareza challah. They do the meaning anoshim. And even according to Rabbi Kibbeke, whoever heard him saying hareza challah lashem, what kind of a lashon is that? Hareza challah lashem? Very strange. How come Yerushalmi has that nusach? We don't have it anymore. So there's a fascinating Malbim in his commentary on Chumash. I think this year is Erev Shviyas. Next year is the Shmiti. This is the 16th Malbim. Huh? The following year is the Shmiti. Tavshin Ayin Hey. It's going to be a Shmiti. So there's a special thing in Chumash. Erev Pesach of the fourth year and Erev Pesach of the seventh year is a Shas HaBilah. Whatever Maisa Sheni ever on the house, you have to give it, you have to consume it before Pesach comes. You have to give away the Chumagdala, the Maisa Rishayin. You have to take care of everything. And then you have to recite Vidai Maisa, Biyati HaKodesh Menat Bayis, Gav Nisat of Lalevi, and so on. Vavartim imit Sesech Lo Shachachti, Leichalta Biyad Mena, Lo Biyad Mena B'Thomas, Lo Lameis, Asit Kol Shetsu Bisoni, and so on. You have to say that. So the Mishnah has this. The Mishnah in the end of Maseches Maaseh Sheni, the last parak of Maaseh Sheni, so they have comments on the Vidui Maaseh that you have to recite Erev Pesach of the fourth year and Erev Pesach of the seventh year of the Shemitah year. So what does it mean? Le'avartim im etzisech v'lo shachachti. So it says, v'shachachti ma'aske shimcha olam. I didn't forget to mention Shem Hashem. So all the Mefarshim asked, what do you mean? To say a bracha on Afrashas Tumas and Maaseh? The brachas are only with the Rabbanan. How could the Tanoim interpret that pshat lo shachachni mila varechecha? I didn't forget, the Gemara says in brachas, there's a machlekes amaroim, whether a bracha has to have Shem u'malchus, or it's enough if a bracha has Shem Hashem, you don't have to say melech o'ilam. So they have the two girsas and the braisa. It says lo shachachti mila haske shimcha malchuscha olav, or lo shachachti mila haske shimcha olav. The Gemara has two nischos, two versions of the braisa. And the Bryce is referring to the Birchas HaMitzvah that one recites immediately prior to being Mafresh Trumas and Maaseh. When Maaseh said Bracha, so all the Mevarshim ask, all the early Achrayim ask, the Birchas HaMitzvah are wrong with the Rabbanan. How can they darshan that that's the Pshat in the post? So the Malbim in his commentary on Chumash always has a Ilu'ish suggestion. He thinks that Min HaTorah, when you curry Shem Truma, you have to say Hareza Truma Lashem. When you mafresh challah, I raise the truma l'Hashem, raise the challah l'Hashem, raise the truma l'Hashem. In the later generations, that's lo shachachtim l'haskeshimcha. You have to mention Shem Hashem and the kriya Hashem of the truma. in the later generations, but the Anshei Knesset HaGdol instituted a Nusach HaBrocha on HaFrashos Tumah and HaFrashos Challah, they mention Shem Hashem in the Brocha. So there's no longer any need to mention Shem Hashem in the Kri Hashem. So then, this man is there, even the people want to say, I raise a Truma, and I raise a Truma, I raise a Challah. No need to mention Shem Hashem, because they were ready Yotzi to mention Shem Hashem in the Brocha. But in the earlier generations, before the Anshei Knesset HaGdol, when Misakin, the Birchas HaMitzvah, HaFrashos Tumah, HaFrashos Challah, it was a din in a Torah to mention Lachatchila, to mention Shem Hashem and the Kri Hashem of the Truma and of the Challah. I raise the Truma Hashem. So the Loshen and the Yerushalmi is a carryover doctor from the earlier generations, from the times in the Shonim Kadmoniyos before there was a Birchas HaMitzvah. As I write, before they instituted the Birchas HaMitzvah, HaFrashos Tumah, HaFrashos Challah, so they had to mention Shem Hashem and the Kri Hashem. That's a fantastic Kiddush. That's what he wants to say. Okay, so this is the general outline. This is what the Challah is all about. When do you have to be Mafresh Challah? So the Pasuk of Chumash at the end of Parshas Shlach says, V'yabachol chemi lechem ha'aretz. When you eat lechem, what's called lechem? So the Mishnah says, Chanisha dvarim chayavim v'challah. Go up in the Mishnah. It's only if it's one of the five chameshes min yedogan, achitim, asarim, makusmin, Shiva the Shua of the Shiva. Wheat and barley, feed them the wheat, the son is the barley, fine. And the others, yeah. How did the Tanoim come up with this Einfam? Oy bachoch and melechem ha'oretz. So the Rash in the Pirush HaMishnayos explains that the word lechem appears benegir to lechem ayin, benegir to matzah. And in Get the Matzah, it says, you should shivas yam tochu matzahs, you shouldn't eat chomet, you should only eat matzah. So the Gemara has a mashmois that is only kosher for matzah, it's only called lechem for matzah purposes, if it's var ma'boin le'dechimut. If you would have left the dough sitting with the, you needed the dough with the water, where you would have let it sit longer, it would have turned into chomet. So you hurried and you baked it quickly, so you prevented it from becoming chomet. So it's only bother the chimutz if it's one of these five minim. If it's not one of the five minim, it's not bother the chimutz. Later, there's a machlekes hatanaim. The Gemara in Pesachim quotes on Daf Lamed Hey. Gemara quotes a machlekes hatanaim whether eretz is bother the chimutz. What if you have rice? You say hamoitzi. If you make matzah from rice, would you be yoitzi on Pesach night? Or would you be chayev? Is there any sechametz on rice? Or would you say Moitzi Lechem and Haaretz? All the dinim that depend on Lechem. Would you recite Birchas HaMazon? All the dinim depend on Lechem. Eretz Shalevim is Kenis Tochal Balechem Echal to the Sevot of Irach Tesh Hashem Alakecho. The Birchas HaMazon is the rice if you ate Kedei Svi of Lechem. So what's his Lechem? So we learn out from that Pasuk, only Dvar Mahaboyim Lidechimutz are Kruim Lechem. It's only called Lechem Oini because it's Bola Dechimutz. So this is negiah to the din on the level of the rice and on the level of the rabbanon. So on the level of the rice is negiah to oy bachokem lechem haaretz chiyat chalom. Negiah to lechem by chometz, lechem oini by matzah has to be lechem. Negiah to the din birchas hamazon. Eretz Yisraelim is kenes to chal balechem. Chiyat birchas hamazon is only if you only had lechem. The nachabeshes minidogen. Then on the level of the Rabbanon, you have to say, Amotzi lechem in Horet, you have to wash and tillus your daim if you eat lechem. So it's only called lechem if it's from the Chameshes in your daughter. Yeah. What else? Alamichyon. It's only called lechem if it's from the Chameshes in your daughter. The Mishnah has, it's an Yisra Chodosh. It says lechem, it says there also the word lechem. Lechem the color of the Kamu Asoklo. And the first day of my Pesach is the thing you have to bring Mincha Sa'omer. The Mincha Sa'omer is unusual. It's born in Asa'or. Normally, a Mincha is from Chitim. Mincha Sa'omer is born in Asa'or. And that's Matir Chodosh. All the new tvua that was planted after last Pesach, you're not allowed to eat till it comes, at least in Eretz Yisrael. It's something like Godim in Eretz Yisrael. And the Pesach says, B'chol Mosh V'Sechem. So that's a machlokes hatanaim, whether Chodosh b'chutz la'aretz is an Issa deraisa or an Issa derabbanan. Yes, but that's, but the din of Chodosh is Pirkei Chodosh, so it says, It's a chadash, let's say, if they planted grain on the Zogan in Eretz Yisrael, and a person harvests, they planted it after Pesach, and then we harvest it before next Pesach, and we want to roast it. We want to eat roasted kernels of grain. We're not making into lechem. It's not going to be hamotzi lechem at all. We didn't grind it. We didn't make flour. We didn't mix the flour with water. We're eating toasted kernels of grain. So the process is with lechem, the koli, the karmel. Lechem means that you made bread out of it, you ground it up, you make flour, then you kneaded it, you made dough, then you made lechem. Koli means toasted kernels of grain. Karmel is the raw kernels of grain without toasting it. So there's an issa d'oraisa to eat chadosh before bringing the minchas omer, even if it's not the lechem. But since the pasuk puts all three together, lechem, kol, karmel, lesach, l'etzem, ezer, adol, yachm, zoy, matnufa, so that's how we established, that's how the Tanaim established in the Mishnah, that the din of Chodesh only applies if it's from the Chameshis Minyan Dogam, because it has to be similar to Lechem. Lechem is only if it's Bolei Dechidus. So the Tanaim had a Machlokes. What about Oirus? What about Oirus? What about rice? It's just that when you make, mix rice with water and you let it sit, will that be Bolei Dechidus? Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Nuri and the Chacham said the Ramban and Kulin in the beginning of first daf in Eilat Treifus quotes the Yerushalmi Echal asked the Kasha, how can you have a machlokes on the Dov Shel Metzius? And all the yeshivas, everybody knows, can't have a machlokes on Metzius. That's the Ramban's history. The Gemara, the first daf in Eilat Treifus has a machlokes on Tanoim. When the Torah prohibits us from eating all of the 70 different kinds of treifus, is that because we assume treifa ain't a choya? But the animal will certainly not survive the Yud Beis Chodesh. So because it's not going to survive, so it's like half dead already. So it's like Hascholas Nevela. A Trefa is Trilas Nevela. That's the Lashon HaRama. Oh no, Trefa Chaya. It can live another 25 years. But it's a prohibition. The Torah says you're not allowed to eat this sick animal, even though it's not Trilas Nevela. It's not necessarily going to die. So it's a Machlokes HaTanaim. Do you assume that the prohibition of the Torah Treifa is only also because it's going to die, Treifa ain't a chaya, or not necessarily so. So the Yerushalmi asked the Kasha, how can you have them? So the Ramban asked the Kasha, the Mihani hech nechluku avoyz ha'oilom, how can the Tanoim, that's the Losh and the Ramban, the first half in the Treifas, Mihani hech nechluku avoyz ha'oilom, how can the Tanoim have a machlokes and metzias with the Treifa chaya, Treifa ain't a chaya? Why didn't they experiment? They should have taken 100 Treifas, locked them up and fed them and see if they'll survive a year or not. And he quotes the Yerushalmi as, how can you have a machlokes where the oir is the doichen, where the rice is bole dechimut, not bole dechimut? Yerushalmi asks, what shaykh a machlokes? Why don't you take rice and mix it with water and sit and watch it? And watch whether it's going to be bole dechimut or not. The Yerushalmi says that's exactly what the Tanaim did. They did experiment. They made flour out of the rice and they mixed it with water and they were watching the way it was rising. So it was rising a little bit. So Rabbi Yochanan Nuri said, aha, there it is. That's called Bolei Dechimus. And Chacham said, that's not enough. They were arguing, what's the degree of chimus that you have to have? So the Yerushalmi sounds like this whole din of the whole institution of the Chameshis Minei Dogon was established based on the experimentation of the Tanaim. They took all the different grains and all the different vegetables and they mixed them with water and they were sitting and watching to see if it's going to be Bolei Dechimus. So by Oyrit V'Dorchen, it was Machlek Zabdechem and Nuri Nachachamim. And we passed him, that's not sufficient. That's called Dein Bolei Dechimut. And the other five, the Chit, the Mesarim, etc., these are Bolei Dechimut.
But that's of the
Yashan,
doesn't work for
Chavis. Oh, so the Ramban is guessing. The Ramban suggests what they probably did was they probably locked up 100 animals and they probably all died. So here for the Tanaim said, there you have it, Treifa and Achayim. And the other Chacham said, no, if he would have, that wasn't a controlled experiment. Ruba de Ruba will die within a year. If you would have locked up 10,000, maybe 10 of them would have survived. Only locked up 100, that didn't prove the point. That's what the Ramban suggests. Maybe they locked up 100 or a few hundred treifas, and they all died within the year. And that was the machlokes, does it prove anything? So the Tana who fell treifa, Enochai, said, there you have it. That's the conclusive proof. The other one said, it didn't prove. He would have locked up many more. Some of them would have survived. That's the machlokes.
I think
it's
10 survived out of 10,000.
No. The Gemara has an afkaminas like this. Let's say you have an animal that has a treifas, and I lock it up in a lips for a year. So one Tana will say, you're allowed to eat it. Because it can't be Osir. Treka is only Osir if it dies within a year. If it's not going to die within a year, it's Loi Nuflam Afreya, you judged it wrong, it was never a Treka. The other one says, no, Treka Chaya can live another 25 years and it's still Osir. Such a sickly animal as Osir, even if it's not going to die within a year. So it's Negir
La'alochet. He's asking, even if Treka and Chaya, there might be an exception.
No, no. The Gemara assumes that not so. If you hold treifa, einachai means the definition, the reason why it's also because it's going to die within a year. And if it'll turn out it's not going to die within a year, it's a gemara milsim afer. It was never a treifa in the first place. Yeah, that's a problem today. You have a lot of animals have sirchas. The Rashba worries about that. You have a lot of animals have sirchas on them, and they live for more than 12 months. So how can it be? If the Gemara says that it's impossible, but the Rashba breaks his head up.
Right.
The Rebbe Rav Yonis and Eibishes on the side of the Yerideya, they called Rav Yonis and Eibishes the Sakash in the crazy place. Akiyama Machlokes, but they loy gover tatay gover. Why don't they experiment and find out what it is? What Shaykh Machlokes and it sees? I forgot already, what is the answer? That's Rav Yonis and Eibishes kasha. How can you have a machlokes and metzius? Why don't they experiment? Yeah. Rav Soloveitchik thought that the machlokes are not kasha. When we were on Yerida, he thought the machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel, where they loy go, but who was Rabbi Levi, whoever. Yeah. Machlokes Amarayim is which way is Derech Bishul. We paskin in Yerida, like Shitas and Taisis. There's a machlokes Taisis and Rambam. We have a klal in Kol HaBosa that Klisheni Einim Avashel. The Klisheni Einim Avashel is negated Bosa B'chol of their eyes. It's only also their official. And it's negated in the Shabbos Klisheni Einim Avashel. What about the traitors? Let's say you have a soup and a Klisheni. You have a burning hot soup and a Klisheni, a bowl of soup. And a piece of Chaza falls in and then you take it out. So would you say Klisheni Einim Avli or Maflin? But you can taste the Chaza. Before it was vegetable soup, and now I have some chazer in the burning hot soup. Now it's like chazer. So we pass from like this, is that klisheni ena mevashel even applies to bliya sisa. The Rabban said, how can it be? But bliya sisa doesn't need derech bishul. Kovish ke mevushul. Maliach kereset, you don't bishul at all. If you have a bliya sisa is also. Who says that it depends? The Taisis insists not. The Taisis says that since klisheni ena mevashel, so it doesn't also mean. And with Mikra Adim, we pass from like Tesis in the everyday. But clearly, we're not like the Ramban, but Mikra Adim, we pass from like Tesis. But since it's Lushain, it's Enim Amasho, there's not Makhli or Makhli. So you see a Chidush Mahaloche that Bliyas Isir only asks if it's Derech Bishul. If it's not Derech Bishul, it does not. What about Kovish Kabulushan, Bolech Kirasech? I don't know. So that's a Bliyas Tzayim. But a Bliyas Chamin only asks if it's Derech Bishul. So they just thought that was the machlokes, whether he loy gov or tatay gov, which way is considered the derech bishul. Whichever way is not the derech bishul, even though there is a bliya, of course it's going to be a bliya. It's going to be a bliya and a klisheni also. And we pass kamikar and then it's mutter. So whichever one is the abnormal way, he loy gov or tatay gov. So the one that's abnormal, since it's not derech bishul bekach, so that bliya does not. That was why he suggested an issue on we pass kantam kika derais, but still, if it's a tamidik klisheni, it does nasa. So we like taisus. So we assume that tam kika only asks if it's a bliya bechamin, and only if it's derech bishul. If that derech bishul, it does nasa. Okay, we'll have to continue. In this week's sefer, we read about Noach. That Noach after the mabul got drunk. By his galvasocha holoi, he acted like a shikar. The midrashim have different opinions in the Tanoim. What kind of a fruit was growing on the Eitz Hadas? What kind of a fruit was it? So some Tanaim say that it was a Te'eno, because the Vayispu Ale Te'eno, the other trees didn't let them take leaves. Some say Chita, because they're not Tinek Yedela Hagin Abba V'ima until he eats wheat, until he eats cereal. And some say that it was an Esrei. The Meragig Lemechazi, the Targum says, that's what Lemara, the Meragig Lemechazi, so the Ramban says, the Meragig Milosh and Esra, creator, a good-looking, very appealing fruit. And then there's a fourth opinion, different opinions in the Tanakh, a fourth opinion that it must have been Geffen. Because Geffen, we make wine, and people get drunk. And when people get drunk, that curses, that brings about all the clothes. All the curses, all the terrible things. Some Kabbalists far him right that Adam Marishan sinned on Erev Shabbos. He was brought into the world on Yom HaShishi. On Erev Shabbos he sinned by eating from the Geffen. That's as they quote from the Vilna Gaon that he was makbid not to eat grapes on Rosh Hashanah. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that it's based on this opinion in the Medrash, that Eitz Hadas was a grapevine, and we don't want to repeat the sin of Adam Marishan. Other Mauritians fell in with the grapes, so we shouldn't eat grapes on Rosh Hashanah. Others give different reasons, that in Vilna the grapes weren't sufficiently developed by Rosh Hashanah time, so it's a question whether it had a large enough size to say the bracha bar pihoi. That's a din on their chavshan.
You never get drunk on grapes.
Yes, right. So in some Kabbalah swarm they write that the Chachamim were misakim, we should make Kiddush on wine, on Leil Shabbos, as a tikkun for the chet of the Eitz Hadas. So the Mauritian sinned on Erev Shabbos, and the grapes bring wine, bring klal aloilam, bring all the alolas to the world. So we should be careful to make Kiddush on Shabbos on wine and not get drunk. The Rabbanim in the New York area say that there's a new phenomenon in the last 10 years, that people come to Shul Shabbos morning, and they make Kiddush over schnapps, and they get drunk, and they go home and they scream at their wives. And there's no Shabbos for their children, and they destroy the whole Shabbos. It's terrible. So some of the Rabbanim told Alei Bracha, some of the Rabbanim prohibited schnapps and their shuls and kassim. That should be. It's terrible. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva. What he's saying, Kiddush on Chamar Medina. Someone asked Rabbi Moshe, what qualifies as Chamar Medina to use for Kiddush on Shabbos? So he writes a whole tshuva. Then at the end, he writes, what continent in the world do you live in? Chamar Medina is only acceptable for Kiddush or for Abdullah. If wine is not available, where do you live? Wine is available. You ran out of wine. Knock on the next door neighbor's door. He has wine. Everybody has wine. What shayach? Chaim Olozhin, the next one of the Hasidim who make Kiddush on Shabbos morning, on schnapps, he says that schnapps is a soup. He says it's a meichel. It's not a mashke at all. In order to be Chamar Medina, the first step it has to be a beverage. A beverage means something that you drink to quench your thirst. Orange juice is a beverage. Wine is a beverage. Some countries, they drink wine because all the water is polluted. They drink wine as a beverage. But schnapps, no one, even in Russia, where they drink a lot of vodka, they don't drink vodka when they're thirsty. They drink it when they want to relax. Prime Elohim says, it's like saying Kiddush over a bowl of soup. One of the Kosher Love of God, who was killed by the Nazis, who was the top of Yeshiva and Lublin Yeshiva, and there's a period of Yeshiva, and Yeshiva's top in Lublin. So he has a tshuva to the Yashiv, the Siddush and Minig Olam, that they say Kiddush on Shabbos morning, while the little cup of schnapps that doesn't have a reviz. So how is that acceptable? So he's the Yashiv, he says, because he quotes from the Kamarna as a Pirish on Mishnah's Taras. Kamarna read it. So he says, the Kamarna writes in his Pirish like Rav Chaim Olozhin, that schnapps is a Michael, it's not a Mashke. In a Michael, the Shir should be Kazai, not a reviz. And Kazai says, the Machloik is 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, but it's a Chatzi Beitza, or Shlish Beitza. So the Morgan Aram says, Halacha Lamaisa, but again, the Dinam the Rice, you should go to Chumra, but again, the Dinam the Rabbanon, you can go to Kula. So Kiddush and Shabbos morning is only the Rabbanon. So he says, you can go to Kula, so a Shlish Beitza is enough. So he says, the Schnapps class has already a Shlish Beitza. So that's good enough. That's why he's Miyashiv, the Minigo Elam, why they make Kiddush on Shabbos morning on a glass of Schnapps. That's exactly Rav Chaim Olozhin the Tainus. If it's a Michael, that's like saying Kiddush over a bowl of soup. The first requirement, the first prerequisite, in order to qualify as a Chamar Medina, there has to be a beverage. If it's Bechlal, not a beverage, it's a Michael's, what shy. But leaving out the whole people, this is a terrible thing. This is a Kiddush on Kwal Yisroel, that people get drunk when they say Kiddush. The Kabbalah Swarm says the whole idea reciting Kiddush al Yayin al Leil Shabbos is to serve as a tikkun for the chet of Adam HaRishon, that he sinned with the Geffen, So we drink wine and we show we don't get drunk. That's the whole mancha is saying. We drink our bikkurim and we don't get drunk. We don't beat up our wife. We don't scheme with our children. It's unbelievable that in shuls where they have the Torah, not the poshes of Balabat Torah who learn, but they also make kiddush on schnapps and they get drunk. It's a terrible thing. It's like Noach. Noach lost his opportunity. He had an opportunity to become the Aman Yitzchak. And he lost it because of the shikras that he got. That we were chosen as the Amanitra, so we have to act properly. We shouldn't get drunk. Getting drunk, the person loses his seichel. It's like going on drugs. The Medrash says, the Malachim are all of the Yordim. So the Gemara has in Perigit al-Nasha, what the all of the Yordim about. So they went up to look at the Kisi al-Kovit, the Buzdi Yukna Shayak Ravina's Kokka called Kisi al-Kovit. Then they went down and they identified that's the man, his Buzdi Yukna, his Kokka, the Kisi al-Kovit. And he's sleeping. This man has such potential and he's sleeping. That's terrible. So the Gemara says, Big Shalah Hargoy. Mean Hashem needs of all of the Ravanshal must protect the Yankov, they shouldn't kill him. Why wait Big Shalah Hargoy? A person that has potential shouldn't waste his time. If a person has intelligence, a person has seichel, then he makes himself drunk to lose his seichel. A person goes on drugs. That's terrible. That's mamish Big Shalah Hargoy. It's a kitrugan klawing stroke. We have to see to it all the either the rabbanim should do it or the balabatim should do it. They should do away with these kiddushim. Alpidin is not a galim. Shouldn't say kiddush over schnapps. In Europe, they didn't have wine available. They say the Chafetz Chaim hardly ever said kiddush over. He said kiddush over chalas on Friday night. The wine was too expensive. You couldn't afford it today. We have wine pouring like water. Everybody has wine, but there's no need. Alpidin, there's no need. She really say kiddush over wine. And the kiddush over schnapps is aside from the halacha issues, it's like a shikras by the God.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.